Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, June 22nd. Canada's annual inflation rate rose at its fastest pace in nearly 40 years in May. Statistics Canada says the Consumer Price Index increased by 7.7%, mostly due to soaring gas prices, which were nearly 50% higher than 1 year ago. Food costs were also up nearly 10%. Firefighters from Meaford, Blue Mountains, and the Intertownship Fire Department responded to a house fire this afternoon in Meaford. The house was located on Louisa Street and suffered heavy damage, though a damage estimate has not yet been determined. There were no reports of injuries to firefighters or residents. The cause is not yet known. Bruce Power says a new system at its Tiverton site has successfully produced a medical isotope. The nuclear energy company says it achieved the milestone of producing lutetium-177, a short-lived medical isotope, in a new production system recently installed in Bruce Power's Unit 7 reactor during a planned maintenance outage. Lutetium-177 is used in precision oncology for targeted therapy of a number of cancers and is designed to precisely target malignant cells while sparing surrounding healthy tissues. The medical isotope production is an international collaboration between Bruce Power, Isogen, a Kinectrix and Framatome company, and ITM Isotope Technologies Munich. Bruce Power says in a statement, with this milestone now achieved, commissioning activities will be completed this summer and will be followed by commercial operations pending final approval by the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission. Southgate is experiencing growth in both residential and commercial activity. Deputy Mayor Brian Milne says there are a number of projects unfolding in the municipality, especially in Dundalk. Milne cites the construction phase for Green Lid as an example of an industrial firm locating in Southgate.
They're underway, literally, right now. They're pouring concrete and building. So we're looking for some great jobs and employment opportunities there.
Among the residential developments, Milne is enthused about the Flatto Glenelg Southgate Meadows Phase 2 project. The construction will feature 93 single detached homes along with 62 townhouses. Milne says the goal for Southgate is to be a community to both live and work rather than to be seen as a commuter community. The deadline to nominate someone for a Queen's Platinum Jubilee commemorative coin is coming up. In honor of 70 years of service of Queen Elizabeth II, Bruce Grey Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff is welcoming nominations for constituents you feel are worthy of being recognized with a Platinum Jubilee commemorative coin. The deadline is Thursday, June 30th. Ruff says nominees can be volunteers, people who have contributed through arts, culture, or heritage, community builders, good neighbors, first responders, educators, coaches, service club volunteers, or someone who strengthens the community through their business or through agriculture, enterprise, or anything else. You can find a link to the nomination form in our Bayshore news story or contact Ruff's office for a paper copy. Staples is the latest retailer to drop the Air Miles reward program. It says as of July 1st, shoppers will not be able to earn Air Miles or redeem Air Miles cash. A few businesses are moving away from Air Miles. Recently, grocery giant Empire Company, who operates Sobeys, FreshCo, Foodland, and other stores, announced it was dropping Air Miles in favor of a partnership with Scotiabank and the Scene Plus program. In sports, the Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight in Tampa Bay. The Lightning trail the Colorado Avalanche 2-1, but Tampa Bay scored a lopsided victory in Game 3 on Monday. At the Memorial Cup, the host St. John Sea Dogs meet the Edmonton Oil Kings. St. John won their opener Monday. Edmonton lost their first outing last night. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the White Sox 9-5 in an afternoon game. The win concludes a 3-game series. The Jays lost the first two and won the last. There are two Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League games tonight. In Port Elgin, the Diamond Devils meet the Bears, while at Tara, Meaford Leaky Canoe will face the Ladies. In soccer, Owen Sound Grey Motors United has a cup game tonight at Kitchener against the Supersonics. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.